It's no secret the holidays are going to look a little different this year.
For sure. I'm already planning my virtual dinner parties and, of course, caroling sessions.
We may not be able to see everyone we love in person this year, but we can certainly let them know we're thinking of them in the form of memorable and personalized gifts.
Etsy remains the best place to get quality, handmade, and heartfelt gifts for the people in your life, inspired by the things they love.
There's so many choices, and Etsy sellers run the gamut, from home goods and decor to artwork, clothing, and jewelry. And the best part is everything is totally unique, from handmade pieces to one-of-a-kind vintage items.
So Megan, if you wanted to get me a gift, you know I love a nice cheese plate, so naturally I'm eyeing so many of the beautiful handcrafted cheese boards available from a variety of sellers.
And for our Housewives fans out there, there are amazing wine glasses, perfect to pair with your next pour and binge session this holiday season.
Wine and cheese at Shea Eric J. Mack. It'll take my quarantine snacking to the next level.
Etsy is making my holiday shopping so much more special this year, and I cannot wait to see my friends and family open their gifts.
This holiday season, shop Etsy to gift like you mean it. Go to Etsy.com/gifts to shop meaningful gifts for the people you love.
That's Etsy.com/gifts.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Below Deck is back, and of course, we're covering Season 8.
For Season 8, we're bringing you recaps even earlier to help you get through the week. So make sure to subscribe so you never miss a minute of discussion.
Well, let's get into it.
I mean, we're still getting residual drama from the last episode.
Yes, we are.
How embarrassing. Like, I am not going to fight with a friend over flirting with a deckhand who actually has no interest in either one of them, but more so just wants to get a nice tip. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. It seems like maybe it was a drunken thing. It just came out of nowhere and just like too liquored up, a long day in the sun. But just like, yeah, really? Like James is who we're fighting over?
Right.
But, you know, at the end of the day, this group of people, they left a great tip.
We did get a tip.
I'll be having with a dollar. Right?
Charlie, for charter guests, he's about as tough as they come. But Charlie did leave us 25.
Ooh!
That's incredible.
We thought we were getting notes.
That comes to $2,272.73, and you guys did earn it, and I thank you.
Thank you, Captain Lee.
Thank you. It's the first American dollar I've ever held.
And it's a Benjamin.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. I'm broken, but I'm happy.
I know. Well, I mean, look, they needed to. What they put this group through, they needed to. But yes, that's good.
I know. I mean, say what you will about them, but at least everybody walked away from their, not only like this group of people, but their first charter with like a nice fat stack of cash. Speaking of James, though, you know, I understand what he's saying about wanting to go out and party. Like, this is a perk of the job. Like, you get to travel to all these places, experience all this stuff that you never would in a lot of other jobs that you could have. So why not go out on your first night? I guess everybody's tired and they have to be up early, whatever. But also it's what we as the viewers want to see. Like, we want to see them go out and get drunk and start making out with each other.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious how much he's not here for the work. Like, he's going to do it, but that's not why he's here. And like, you know, fair.
Is everybody ready to go home and go to sleep?
Yes,
I'm ready.
Please tell me no one wants to go home at this point.
Who wants to go out and party and who wants to go home?
I want to go to a bar, I want to go to a club, and then I want to go home. So everyone just wants to go home, I don't get it.
It's time to get going. Go home, go to sleep?
Yes!
All right, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Ready to go home, go to bed.
Load up, folks, load up.
Honestly, this is bullshit.
When you're at home, you go out, do you go home at 10:50?
Yeah.
You're meant to be my boss and you're meant to show me this shit.
No, I'm supposed to show you how to like work. Not show you how to fucking party.
We're not here to work.
Yes, we are here to work.
Still here on a holiday. Do not take that away from me.
James, you are not on a holiday.
I don't think James realizes what he is getting himself into. This is not a vacation at all.
All we have to do is wash a boat.
Oh, no. It's so much more than that.
We're here to work, and you will work, or you will be gone.
I appreciate the honesty. They
didn't get as turnt as I wanted them to, for sure.
No, they barely got turnt. And I mean, I understand also not wanting an espresso martini at like that time of the evening, you know?
like, that's... to, like, What is with that? I feel like in a lot of our shows, people drink that. Is that the go-to drink when you're going? It's just very heavy.
There's a round of espresso martinis coming.
Yes, I like espresso martinis.
Oh my God, I can't even think about drinking one. Espresso martinis. I'm so sick of it.
Full espresso martinis.
Always espresso martinis.
Oh, the pressure is on, guys.
Oh no. Oh!
Someone can have my espresso martinis. I will not sleep.
Do you like? Yeah, you're right. There are a lot of espresso martinis being ordered recently on
Summer
our shows.
House, that's all they order when they go out. It's so weird.
Yeah, I think that's a good like daytime dessert drink so that you know you could make it through the night. But I'm not trying to have that after like 5.
Yeah. Okay, so we get the new stewardess, Ash. And I just have to say, boo to her wanting to room with a girl and not a boy.
By the way, I think there might be a chance she could be sharing rooms with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you single?
Bring it on, baby. No, just kidding.
Yikes!
I don't work like that.
Do you want to share with a girl or a boy?
A girl.
Okay, that's fine. We're sharing a room then, James.
Blocked on the first day.
I know.
I wanted to see and James rooming together, and I wanted to watch some banging.
I know. I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility at this point, but maybe something will happen with him and Izzy. I don't know.
Yeah, true. I kind of love these young charter guests.
Oh my God, right? Okay, so I think the one advantage of these 20-somethings is that they are on this trip thanks to mommy and daddy's money. So I think they're going to be very calm, very respectful of authority. Like, they're too... This isn't their trip, you know, like this is a trip that they were gifted. And so I think they're going to be behaved as opposed to like acting crazy like the last group of charter guests, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if we're going to see them start doing TikTok dances on the boat.
Oh, for sure. I hope they get Captain Lee to do one. The other thing that I learned in this episode that I did not know prior is that citrus stains marble. And I feel like this is a great lesson to learn just in case I ever have enough money one day to have like marble in my home. Cause like, you never know.
You never know. Yeah. I mean, interesting.
Did you know that?
I didn't. I've never thought about it. Never heard of it, but now I know.
Now I know. No citrus. Keep that lime juice away. The other thing that I was, you know, kind of bothered by was a little bit by Shane's reaction to Eddie's sarcasm, but also Eddie's reaction to Shane confronting him. Because in my opinion, if you're in a leadership position, maybe just avoid sarcasm entirely so that it doesn't get confusing for anyone that's working for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, but here's the thing also, that it is on leadership to then to be like, oh, that bothers you. I'm going to change. I don't like this mentality of like, well, I'm the boss applesauce. And like, so if I think it's funny, it's funny. No, like that's not a good leader.
Yeah. And Shane is very green and he's obviously a bit behind and, you know, it had started raining already. But I think what he was doing is trying to help everybody. Like he was trying to keep everybody informed, like this is happening. And, you know, it could have been handled in a bit of a different way. And it is one of those like veteran bosuns working with, you know, fresh deckhand. And that's going to cause tension because Eddie's going to feel like he has to do more for Shane than he does for his other deckhands. But this is how people learn and grow in the industry. And if you want to be a good leader and you know, help Shane improve his skills so that your job can be easier too, like work with him on that.
Right. And I also just think Eddie calling him Sunshine, it's going to build up and that is going to be a problem.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll be back with our full episode on Saturday.
Bye.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.